Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The Patriots are getting ready for another tough road test and are looking to go 5-0 with a win over the Bengals on Sunday. Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly breaks down the keys to this matchup. It's time for 3 points with Perillo, presented by Putnam.
The Patriots passed their first big test of the season in Atlanta, but it won't get any easier. Another tough one on tap in Cincinnati Sunday afternoon. Speaking of tests, Aqib Talib is no stranger to tough tasks. He's going to have another one on his hands this week against the Bengals. Last week, he did a great job on Julio Jones and Roddy White. He had his share of both of those guys. This week, it's going to be probably just one, A.J. Green. And let me tell you something, this is another big test. Another big, strong guy, a little bit faster, a little bit more agile and mobile probably than Jones, able to make some acrobatic catches. This will not be an easy task, but I expect Aqib Talib to see a lot of green, and if you win that matchup, you beat the Bengals. I'm going to stay on the defensive side of the ball because anytime you're talking about a game that doesn't involve Vince Wilfork, that's a problem. He is going to be tough to replace in the middle of the Patriots defense, and I expect teams now with the ability to game plan for the Patriots defense without Wilfork to maybe add a little bit more running into the game plan than they normally would. Atlanta didn't even try to run the ball. Obviously, the game plan didn't involve that. Now Cincinnati gets a chance to get Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, Giovanni Bernard. Both of these guys probably going to get their share of carries. I look for a guy right here, Brandon Spikes. He's been very quiet the first 4 weeks. He really has only played a big role against Tampa Bay when they had to stop Doug Martin. I look for a similar kind of thing this week because I think they want to stop that running game. Brandon Spikes is a guy to keep an eye on without Wilfork. For the Patriots on offense, this is going to be an interesting matchup because Cincinnati has a very, very tough defense. Geno Atkins on the inside, I think he makes it difficult to run. I'm looking at that offensive line again. I thought their performance against Atlanta was the best I've seen from a Patriots offensive line in quite some time. Both sides, run blocking, pass blocking, outstanding. They're going to need that again because Cincinnati is tough up front. I don't think the running yards are going to be there as much. Tom Brady is going to need some help. Interesting, you could get Danny Amendola back. You could get Rob Gronkowski back. It would be a perfect time for it because it's not just going to be run the ball 10 straight times against this defense and score the way you did against Atlanta. So for the Patriots, the offensive line to me is what I'm focusing on. They need to come up big yet again. Prediction time is always my favorite, always the most difficult. Last week, I don't know if you recall, but I nailed the score, 30-23. That's exactly what I said. Yeah, I had the wrong team winning. Whatever, details. This week, I'm going back to the Patriots. I'm going to make everybody happy. I got some hate mail over the week. I didn't like it. Didn't like it at all. I'm coming back. I'm back in the fold. The Patriots are going to find a way to win this game, but it's not going to be easy. I think Cincinnati is a very, very talented football team. Similar to Atlanta, they're not playing very well. I think they're a better defensive team than the Falcons. The Falcons probably had the better offense, so it's going to be a little bit of a different kind of style game, and I think it's going to be lower scoring. But I think in the end, the Patriots find a way to neutralize A.J. Green, and they find a way to squeak out enough points, and they win 23-21. That's going to do it for the quick two-game road trip. Right back here next week against the New Orleans Saints.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.